Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Catherine Martin, the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport, and Media of Ireland. We are at Marco Simoni here in Rome, Italy for the Ryder Cup. It's the Saturday of the weekend, day two of 3 days of Ryder Cup action, and it is such a treat to connect with Catherine again. The last time we actually spoke, we were at Whistling Straits in the United States in Wisconsin.
Yes, and that's correct. But I suppose we were still in the throes of COVID at the time, so it was a smaller scale event, and with very few European supporters were able to travel. So it's a very different scenario here in Rome. We've plenty of supporters for the home team, and really enjoying it. And of course I'm here as Minister for Tourism and Sport, because we will be the next European host nation. I'm really looking forward to 2027, where we'll be hosting the Ryder Cup in Adair Manor, the spectacular setting of the Adair Manor in Anticanti, Limerick.
How has your time been here in Rome, Italy, and what are your thoughts about this venue, Marco Simoni, hosting the Ryder Cup?
Well, it's very interesting to observe it all. I suppose I was invited here to promote Ireland as the next European destination for the Ryder Cup, and I'm here with my delegation, and also there are local stakeholders, I suppose delivery stakeholders, local service delivery stakeholders from the region near Adair, who are here to observe how and what is happening at the Ryder Cup, what it takes to put on such a successful event like this. And it's a huge sporting event. So we will be taking our learnings back, the stakeholders will be taking their learnings back, and plan for a successful hosting of the event in Adair Manor in 2027.
I personally love the way Marco Simoni has set this up for the fans, for the spectators, with all the seating areas and the umbrellas. It's been very hot this week. The stage for the opening ceremonies, and they have entertainment every night. And it seems like it's very fan-friendly here at Marco Simoni, so perhaps the Irish will take some of the notes here with this setup to Adair Manor in 2027.
Yes, we're definitely keeping a close eye on how it's running here. And as you said, it's very fan friendly, and I think there's even more screens as well to make sure that that the fans can sit down. So for example, at the I think it's the 13th, 14th, and 15th green, you can watch there on a screen, but you're also beside the 14th tee box, but also adjacent to the 13th and 15th screens. That's a lot of fans are gathering there because it's so accessible to a lot of the activity. And the opening ceremony was really spectacular, well, and the fans turned up, and even after that closed, there was a DJ, and the fans were still continuing to enjoy themselves. So I'm looking forward to seeing the closing ceremony. So all of this, apart from the actual intricacies of hosting a successful golfing event, from the golfing point of view, we're looking at how much the fans are enjoying this immersive experience.
And especially being so close to Rome, which is such a historic city, there's so much to see. And we enjoyed some time with the Irish at Trinity Pub in the heart of Rome. And it's just always so much fun to get together with the Irish. So for Adair Manor in 2027, I know they have redone the course. They have a new owner in the last several years now, J.P. McManus. I used to play Adair Manor when the Canes owned it, an American-Irish couple from New Jersey. And having gone back, it looks like the Augusta of Ireland. They've made the course just flawless, just perfect. And what are your thoughts about Adair Manor?
I think people their breath will be taken away when they see Adair Manor. And as you said, from a golf point of view, it is in pristine condition. It is Ryder Cup ready, but also it's the backdrop of the house itself and the surrounding regions. You know, we are a nation that's very proud. You know, we've over 400 golf clubs on our island. You know, and golf is golf tourism is huge in Ireland, and we have actually one third of the world's links courses as well, from you know, Olehead in Cork to the Royal Port Rush. Well, of course, we'll be hosting the Open again, to Rossapen in Donegal, to Port Marnock in Dublin. You know, the list is pretty endless, and so we have. Rome has a lot to offer here to a tourist outside this event itself, and I think Ireland has a lot to really show. And of course, the US tourist typically stays a long time, and of course, a golf tourist will stay a long time when they come to Ireland too. And that's the way to do it, because we have so much to offer from our networks of greenways, blueways, waterways, walkways, you know, and our people are. Or that famous Cade Mila Fault, you know, that which is the welcome that we bring to our music, our culture, our arts. And of course, we're very famous for all that we've produced here from a literary point of view. So we're really looking forward to hosting people. And as I said, a lot to offer in Ireland from a tourism point of view, and Tourism Ireland, that are all island. For tourism is really promoting Adair, and of course the Limerick region too.
I know back in 2006, going way back, I was there at the K Club for the Ryder Cup, and that's in the Dublin area, kind of the southeast area of Ireland. And this is the first time that the Ryder Cup will actually be on the other side of Ireland, in the southwest, at Adair Manor, right? You would fly into Shannon Airport, and it's not that far south of Shannon. It's quite close, actually, but just south of Limerick in Adair. And what will hosting a Ryder Cup mean to that area of Ireland, Catherine?
Oh, there's incredible opportunity there, and we're really looking at what the legacy of this will be for the region. And I know, as I said, there's local service delivery stakeholders here from Limerick, from our Limerick local authority, the county council as well, who are very keen on working with us and working with those in Adair Manor to work on that legacy and building up and taking full benefits of this amazing opportunity of tourists coming to the region. And a lot of tourists will be staying in Limerick and Adair. You fly into Shannon, you can fly into Dublin, get train, buses, you know, you can get the ferry over from Europe. It's very, very accessible, and we're really looking forward to flying into Belfast and come down. So we are a small island, and Adair will be very accessible to all. But I think there's massive potential here on really showcasing that region, of course for all the island, but that region specifically too. And I can't wait to see the images that we see here. There are shots of Rome that you see sometimes when they take the cameras away from the actual action on the golf course, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the images of the local area on the screen in 2027.
Sure, the aerial views and shots of that area of Ireland, of really all of Ireland, would be gorgeous. You know, the greenery, seven or eight shades of green, and the sun will come out, we're hoping, right? I've only been to Ireland when the sun is shining. You know, back in 2019, Royal Port Rush hosted the Open Championship, and that went went remarkably well, especially with Shane Lowry, an Irishman winning. That kind of was the icing on the cake. And the Open will be returning to Royal Port Rush in 2025. So it seems like Ireland is just on this roll as far as hosting major tournaments and in the golf space.
Yeah, and as I said, we are a nation who love golf, but we're a nation that do golf well. With, you know, for an island of our size, with a population of just over 5 million, to have 400 golf courses on the island, to have one, I think it's an incredible statistic that we do have one third of the world's links courses, and they are spectacular links courses in Ireland. So I think that's why you see such an interest. And of course, we, you know, we have top champions as well, not only the likes of of Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. You see Seamus Power coming up as well. But we also have the likes of Leona Maguire, and we saw the incredible role she played in the Solheim Cup. So what's wonderful about these staging these events as well, that it does increase participation in sport. So I think with the Solheim and what Leona has done for female participation and just young girls looking on, like, you cannot be, they say young girls cannot be aimed to be what they cannot see. But Leona's changing that for the world of female golfers, and definitely in Ireland having a knock on. And then with Shane and Seamus and Rory, and we have many more coming up as well. Even in the Junior Ryder Cup here, there's a Dublin boy who played a key role in it too. So all of that is amazing for participation in sport. And we want more of our teenagers to look at that. It's very important for their physical and mental well-being. And I think golf is a great sport for that.
You know, you mentioned the women, the Irish Women's Open, the Dromoland Castle, and a lot of eyes were on that tournament. And of course, you mentioned the Solheim Cup, and Leona Maguire played so well in not only this Solheim Cup, but the previous one in the United States. Why do you think golf is such a popular sport in Ireland, and that all these golfers do so well? I mean, for a small country, Ireland has really produced a lot of golfers, male and female, who are on the championship level.
I think it's because we have it's hard to go far in Ireland without having you don't have to travel far to get to your local golf course, and there is a really community feel to it, and there's a family feel to it as well. So you'll find that the father, mother, and children are all involved, and then. That's very much like even my own golf club. There's a golf choir as well, so there's and they compete in choral events. So there's that community sense there in Edinson Golf Club in Rathfarnham. So I just think it's that it's because we've so many, and then golf clubs and of a high quality, and we're very aware of that as a nation. But also we're producing golfers of world class caliber as well, so that's in you know, keeping that spotlight on it for us, and we're good fans, you know, and we get behind and we rally, and that, as I said, that's key to participation as well.
And I also think the accessibility of golf in Ireland is incredible, because when you kind of compare Ireland to the United States, you know, in the United States, they're starting to have more programs for junior golfers now. And I know the USGA is putting together a program to develop junior golfers. But it's harder, unless you're of a certain economic status, to really play the sport, because it's an expensive sport. And in the United States, a lot of private clubs, you know, you have the means to not only play, but buy the equipment and that kind of thing. And I just feel that whenever I go to Ireland and I play in, you know, the beautiful courses throughout the country, you see young people playing all the time. It's just something that they do. It's a sport that they naturally pick up at an early age.
Yeah, I think they pick it up at a very early age, and it could be simply from the pitch and putt courses, and then progressing on to the golf. And kids, you know, children like playing together, so it's a way of catching up and having that 4 or 5 hours with your friends. But there's always, I think, for sporting organisations, we always need to be very aware of how to reach out to more, to make sure that it's never an exclusive club, that everyone has an opportunity, that when they're watching TV, that they think, you know, and they know that they can be empowered to participate as well. And I know, say for example, with myself as minister, we're really upping the funding for women in sport, to increase that participation. That's something that's happened since I became minister for sport. So there are ways of encouraging and even from codes of participation and there's lots of ways to reach out, but I think we should always cognizant that we can always do more.
Yeah, no, I think that inclusiveness is key, and because you're the minister of all sport, not just golf, right? You have to really make sure that is happening in other sports, right? What is that like in Ireland for women? Are women? I remember when I was just there recently over the summer, there was a major female boxer who was getting more attention, an Irish boxer who was getting more attention than anybody on the sports channels. So it just seems like it's really well accepted in Ireland, women athletes.
Yes, and as I said, it's something that I've been acutely aware of as a female Minister of Sport, that we need to do more to get more women involved. But we have produced amazing boxers, you know, like Katie Taylor, Kelly Harrington, and it's when we see those, you know, being supported that they do reach the world stage, that they do reach the Olympic stage as well. And then you see incredible change in increase of participation. But my role as minister is to make sure that those women are being supported, and as I said, that's what I've been doing in relation to funding, is increase that funding for women in sport. It's all about the visibility, but you can't get that visibility unless they're being supported from a younger age. And unfortunately, the research shows that unfortunately teenage girls, the drop-off rate in all sports seems to be a steady statistic that we are trying to break through funding initiatives.
Yes, and if they can see other women as mentors and role models, they're more inclined to maybe stick with sport, which is a very important concept. Well, we're here at the Ryder Cup at Marco Simone in Rome, Italy, and speaking of the Irish, Rory McIlroy is having a very good weekend. The Europeans are having a great weekend. It's Saturday morning here. It's 8.5 points for the Europe team to 2.5 points for the U.S. team. I don't know. It just looks like the European team's going to be dominating all weekend long. They're playing incredible golf. And as we've talked about, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, and even before you, Paul McGinley, such a Ryder Cup tradition, and Darren Clark and Padraig Harrington. You know, the Ryder Cup has always been important for Irish players.
Yes, absolutely. And as you said, you named a list of golfers over the years that have been that guiding light for us, and that we're incredibly proud of what they're achieving. And Rory and McIlroy and Shane Power or Shane Lowry are certainly on top form today, and we're very proud of Shane and Rory. But the entire European team, and you know, it's such an extraordinary event, and And it's so different for them, and so different for the fans. The way they are participating, by the very nature of the Ryder Cup, that team element to it, and the way there's that team element to all of the Europe versus the USA. And I think it's a very exciting and wonderful event.
Minister, any final takeaways that you think you'll bring from this incredible Ryder Cup venue, Marco Simone, to Adair Manor? Any suggestions? Any things you think you'll bring with you that you'd like to see Ireland do in hosting the 2027 Ryder Cup at Adair Manor?
I think Adair will be a terrific host, and of course we're taking all the learnings away now, how an event at this scale, which seems to be growing all the time and getting bigger and better, we're looking forward to do it, and we will do it in style, and hopefully we take the Ryder Cup this weekend and hold on to it in Adair.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland. With world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.